Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Get ready to take notes, because school is now in session. Tackling the biggest issues in education, this is Education America. Save the classroom, save the country. Here are your hosts, Headmaster Rebecca Hagstrom and co-host Mark Durkin.
And welcome to Education America, where we are taking steps to save the classroom so that we can save the country. Come along with us every Saturday night here on AM 1280 The Patriot at 6 o'clock sharp, where K-12 education is the playing field. And as the 16th President Abraham Lincoln so succinctly stated, he said the philosophy of the schoolroom will be the generation. Rather, the philosophy of the schoolroom. I say this all the time. You think I did it right?
I think you got that wrong this time, Mark.
I did, the first time. Well, anyway, the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation, it will be the philosophy of government in the next.
That's right.
I'm Mark Durkin, joined by my co-host and founder of Liberty Classical Academy, Rebecca Hagstrom.
Yes, good evening once again, Mark.
Once again.
Always
hope
nice
everyone's
to be with
staying
you.
Warm.
Oh, I know.
What a crazy week, huh?
I know.
Yes, well, it is January in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easy to get intimidated when you consider that the thesis is the culmination of one study. And a good thesis should reflect tremendous effort, creativity, and sound moral and logical reasoning. Specifically, the Liberty Classical Academy's students' entire school experience should bring forth fruit over the course of the thesis, including critical thinking, in-depth research skills, persuasive writing, and excellent presentation skills. And this event is the culmination of an entire K-12 education at Liberty Classical Academy. It's the event in which strong rhetoric is on display, and Liberty juniors and seniors are ready to step out into adulthood with the tools that they need to help make an impact on the culture and to help others distinguish between truths and lies.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And joining us in studio tonight, actually one by phone, to help our listeners understand how a classical education's thesis program prepares students to both think well and to think for themselves is Liberty Classical Academy teacher John Han, along with several students. How are you tonight, John?
Doing great, thanks.
Great.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, you've been on with us a few times. So
yeah, I think this is our third time now.
Yeah,
third time. Yeah.
Glad to have you back. Mr. Han is the rhetoric and Bible teacher at Liberty Classical Academy, and the junior class recently completed their thesis projects, and tonight Madeline Scarporn and Lucia Miles join us in studio to share their experiences in completing their junior thesis. So good evening, Lucian and Madeline.
Good evening.
All right. Great to have you here. And then by telephone, we have Liberty Classical Academy senior Lily M joining us along with her fellow senior Sam Chia to discuss how their experiences with the project last year helped prepare them for the challenges they are meeting on with this year's senior thesis. So how are you, Lily and Sam?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
I'm doing well too, Mrs. Hagstrom. Thank you for having us here.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Good. Well, we've had the two seniors on before, and we have actually Lily down in Texas applying for a scholarship, I believe, which is why she's calling in right now. So using some of those rhetoric skills in the interview process down in Texas. So good luck to you down there, Lily.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have all of you here tonight, and I know a lot of people who are listening might not know what a junior thesis or a senior thesis actually is and why we're thinking that this is so important. So that's one of the reasons why we're bringing you all in to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So, John, or Mr. Han, I should say, what in front of the students here, what is a thesis project and what is the process that a student goes through in completing the thesis?
Well, a thesis project is all about taking a reasoned and persuasive stand on a controversial issue. For juniors, that's in a theological realm, and for seniors, it's a more broadly controversial issue in culture. Mm-hmm. And the process they go through takes a number of steps. They first have to pick a topic. It's a general idea that they're going to pursue. And then they narrow that down into an issue, a question.
Mm-hmm.
So if the topic were abortion, maybe the issue could be, should abortion be legal in the United States? Mm-hmm. Right. So that's narrowing it down with the issue.
Mm-hmm.
But before they pick a side on it, we try to have the students really dive deep in researching both sides, mm-hmm. to really develop their arguments on either side, and then pick which side rings true, mm-hmm. as they weigh the evidence for each one. Mm-hmm. Once they've seen which side has the strongest arguments and is the truest, we want them to pick that side and dive into it. And so they then need to organize and write a big paper.
Mm-hmm.
They have to turn that into a speech then and present it in front of a live audience of parents, peers, a panel of judges. And then they need to defend those ideas that they present in their speech in front of that panel, mm-hmm. of judges.
It's pretty intimidating, really, when you think about it. I mean, how many of us have ever done that in our lives, much less as junior and senior in high school, right?
Right. Right.
It's a pretty amazing process.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring our juniors into the conversation right now. They just finished up their junior thesis work, their presentation in the last week. Again, Madeline Scarporn and Lucian Miles. Let's start with you, Madeline. You know, tell us about your experience with choosing a topic. You know, what topic did you pick, and why did you choose that particular topic?
Well, I chose the use of alcohol in Christians' life, and the reason I chose this was actually rather uncreative. I work at a restaurant bar, and so I see the way that alcohol affects, yes. the customers, the regulars, and even my coworkers pretty often. So I was thinking about a Christian use of it and just how that would differ from the way that they all use it and the way that alcohol affects them and their lives.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I know that from observing myself. I had worked in the restaurant business for about 10 years as well, too. So totally understand where you're coming from,
yeah.
on that. And how about you, Lucian? What topic did you pick and why?
Yeah, so my broad topic was just hospitality in general. That especially interested me because I grew up in a neighborhood where there weren't many Christians, so a lot of my closest friends didn't believe what I did, and I really wanted to. I was kind of passionate about a topic of, can Christians be like friends with other non-Christians,
mm-hmm.
and what a good Christian friendship should look like.
Okay.
And you both did a great job. I actually got
Thank
to
you.
Listen to all of those junior theses last week, and yes, you both did really wonderful jobs. And defending your theses, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, Lucian, how did your Christian classical education help prepare you for the junior thesis in terms of the skills you've acquired, and then which ones were the most valuable to you in helping you work through the project? And then we'll give Madeline a chance to answer the same question.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been at Liberty since fourth grade, and every year I remember doing speech meet, especially in lower school, where you have to memorize a speech by like a famous poem, or like sometimes it's like a little section from like a book, like Lord of the Rings or something like that. And
mm-hmm.
you have to present that in front of parents and other students and stuff like that. And did that every year, and it's kind of funny how it's starting to get a lot easier as you got older.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially so that helped a lot with the public speaking part of that. And then we also did lots of like research projects and stuff like that, especially in middle school. So we're familiar with researching topics and like what a good, like, you know, source, like especially online source,
mm-hmm.
looks like.
That's good.
That's very
important. That's important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's good. All right. How about you, Madeline?
Well, I think that the Christian part was especially helpful since it was the theological topic this year. And I know that doing this, I had to put a lot of faith that I'd have the motivation to do it the next day and the patience and just the drive to
right.
keep going. But speech meet was definitely really helpful. I just remember fifth grade year did not go very well, but I think I've significantly improved since then. And
I'm sure you have.
English class was insanely helpful because the most nerve-wracking part of this whole thing to me was actually the paper.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
I cannot get enough information for the life of me.
Oh.
10 pages was just awful, and my grammar is terrible.
Oh, no.
And so English class, I think, was arguably the most helpful part of everything I've ever learned.
That's
was
great.
Just English class and the research that I had to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
So.
Glad to know that that could serve as a foundation for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the paper part is obviously very important. That's great.
Yeah. Let's bring Senior Lily M into the conversation over the telephone. I'd like to ask, before we ask about your ongoing preparation for the senior thesis, you know, let's take a look back, you know, at what you experienced in your junior thesis preparation. How did that experience grow you as a person? And how did the project grow you in your abilities to articulate and defend a particular point of view on any given topic?
I would say as a person, one area I feel I really grew was in my faith. My topic was salvation. The broader topic was salvation. And then I looked into, can a Christian lose their salvation? And so deep diving into that research and really learning what the Bible had to say about it was really foundational, I think. And I grew a lot in my relationship with Jesus. And even just hearing everyone else's theses, it was super enlightening. As far as the development of the thesis, the hardest part about the articulating was, for me, I had the opposite problem as Madeline. I always have way too much to say. And so picking and choosing the arguments I wanted to have in there was definitely the hardest part about, you know, articulating it and writing it. And then as far as the defense, I was definitely more nervous for the defense. And so I just did a lot of research into, you know, the holes that there were in my thesis and getting ready to defend them. And I think that really helped me be more confident when I did do my defense and definitely be more confident in the choice I had made in the side I took in my thesis, too.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Sam? You want to ask Sam the same question, Mark?
Yeah, let's definitely ask Sam on that. You know, let's looking back at the junior thesis.
Yeah. What was your experience and how did it help you?
So my topic was on degrees of sin, and I dove. So my specific thesis statement was that although we are equal sinners, we all commit different degrees of sin, and some sins are weighed greater than others in terms of consequences, intentions, and one's relationship with God. And in constructing my thesis, I, like Lily, I grew a lot in my faith, and I grew to understand really the concept of sin. I mentioned this last time when I came on the radio that I did not grow up in a Christian background. I grew up in a Buddhist background. And so my common belief on evil, good, and suffering is that do good, receive good. Do bad, receive bad, right? That's the karmic view of life from a new spirituality. And since doing my thesis on the degrees of sin, it's one of the motivations that got me into doing the degrees of sin. I've learned a lot about the Christian view and how this is the way that God has designed the world, and that that we, although we are sinners, He has provided a way for us into His kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So beautiful to hear you say that. You are from Cambodia. Is that right? Did I get it right this time?
I am from Cambodia. Yeah.
I think last year I thought you were from South Korea for some reason. I'd always thought you were from South Korea, and you corrected me, I think, on air. So I didn't forget that. Well, and what a wonderful opportunity that is for you then. I mean, I'm sure Mr. Han is thrilled to hear that too. And just knowing that the process not only grew you academically, but grew you spiritually as well. And that happened for Lily too.
Yeah. And to hear you bring in some of the things from your other classes. And I know you did that last time when you had been through an apologetics class. And this year you've been through a comparative worldview class, and those things are all connecting and gelling together for you. It's cool to hear.
Mm-hmm. And Sam, I know you didn't start at Liberty until ninth grade. But, you know, even just from ninth grade to 11th grade, what were some of the components of your classical education experience that really helped prepare you for the work that was required in your junior project?
Yeah, so obviously my apologetics and my Bible classes with Mr. Han and Mr. Fisher helped me, but in every other class that I took and as we took as a class, we learned about things and facts and figures, but we also analyzed it and we evaluated these things that happened in history class or literature from books from a Christian perspective and from a Christian worldview. How do we evaluate this, and how should we view this as a Christian? Like the last book we read was on
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yes, yes. Okay, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, the author was talking about in this era, the Victorian era, how the social code at the time was very strict on the men especially, and they were required, or they were meant to put on this gentlemanly persona in public. And obviously, we are sinners, and we cannot be perfect all the time.
Right.
And so this forced Dr. Jekyll to invent a potion that would transform himself into Mr. Hyde. And so that Mr. Hyde was this all evil man, while the Dr. Jekyll was this good man. And Dr. Jekyll in the public was good, but he was Mr. Hyde in his private self was bad. And then we evaluate this and talking about how us as a Christian, we cannot just occasionally give in to sin, right? Because sin corrupts, and sin will capture you completely, just like in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mr. Hyde eventually just overcame Dr. Jekyll, and Dr. Jekyll was no longer there, and his whole body was Mr. Hyde.
That's such a great comparison, and I love, again, it's just wonderful to hear you having this deep thought about the books that you're reading. And I know Mrs. Strzok in the English class, and all of your history teachers and Bible and rhetoric teachers really do help you come to those analyses and learn to think that way on your own, right? Lucian and Madeline, I think you would say the same thing, which is such great preparation for life, because you're going to be faced with ideas all throughout life that you really have to view from a Christian perspective, hopefully. But you're going to have to analyze and synthesize your own views on it, and then be able to communicate that and defend it. So it's good preparation. Well, this year, Lily, you've been hard at work on your senior thesis. How was the senior thesis different from the junior thesis, and how did the junior thesis equip you to meet the challenges that come with the senior thesis? And maybe talk a little bit about how much larger the senior thesis is compared to the junior thesis, too.
Yeah, so the biggest difference so far about the two theses is just the scope. So obviously in junior year, it's a topic in the church. And now senior year, it can really be almost anything that's important to culture and is like maybe a current event. And we have a lot of cool topics this year, and I can't wait to hear everybody's. Another big difference is definitely the length, which I'm personally excited about. As I mentioned before, I love writing. I love writing a lot. So I'm excited for the longer thesis this year. And, you know, the paper's longer, the presentation's longer. And we have a lot more research time, too. There's a lot more time devoted to the senior thesis so far. In the second semester, we have an extra class period to devote to this project. And I really do think that junior thesis has really prepared me, because even though, you know, it's a topic inside the church, we are taking a lot of the same steps to finish the thesis. So right now we're going to work on our annotated works cited page and finding good sources, and after that we'll go through the outlines. And for me especially, the detailed outline was foundational in my junior thesis, and I've used it a lot in my other papers since then, including one of my economic papers for Mr. Hand's class.
He's giving the thumbs up on this right now. He's hoping you're mentioning this.
Music to my ears to hear this, because, you know, this is something that I didn't learn in high school, and I'm so glad to hear that it's been helpful for you in organizing your thoughts and equipping you to take a stand on something and to present ideas. It's great to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Keep going, though. What were you going to say about the economics class?
We were evaluating different economic and government's intervention into the economy. And so I did mine on government cheese. And so I wrote this. It was a really long paper. I had a lot of fun with it, but my detail outline was key to that paper and helping me organize my thoughts. And I know that it will be key in the senior thesis as well. And it's very helpful for me. As I told Mr. Han when I wrote that government cheese essay.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I just want to chime in here. Lily, you mentioned the usage of resources and the putting of the presentations together. You know, we're obviously living in a time right now where everything is a click away, but in trying to decipher and discern, you know, what might be a credible source versus one that maybe is just more partisan or written from, you know, a perspective that doesn't take into consideration all sides of an issue. You know, take us a little bit through the exploration of resources. You know, what else is really out there besides something that's just a click away over the internet?
So I love research. I always have. And so when I do a paper, I do a lot of research. And one thing that I think is really nice about the thesis is that we are required to have books.
Okay.
We can't just have websites. And so that gets us really reading.
Very
and,
good.
to have those sources by really good authors. And of course, we do use website articles too. And there's different checks we go through. Probably should use a website that has an author. Maybe you probably don't want to use one that doesn't have an author. And, you know, evaluating whether or not they can be used for your thesis, whether or not they are, like, you know, more of a popular article or whether or not they're really down to the facts. And so learning to evaluate that has been really helpful in junior thesis and in senior thesis. I think Lucian mentioned, you know, discerning between what sources you can use earlier, and it is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Lucian, do you want to speak to that in terms of the discernment process, in terms of what resources you can use and which ones are not really factually based?
Yeah, like I said, like research projects, always learning like what good sources are. Like, you typically don't use like Wikipedia or anything like that.
You, right.
Like Lily was saying, like you look for an author sometimes. Check if that is it's a credible author. Sometimes you look at other sources and compare and see, like, yeah, these facts line up, so but more likely that it's accurate. Just kind of helpful tips like that that you just learn throughout to make sure that you're looking for and finding credible sources.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Madeline? What was that like for you on the usage of different resources?
I did a lot of author Googling.
Okay.
To help find sources, I Googled, like, people that have commented on that before, and I spent a lot more time on that than I should have because it came up very unhelpful in the end, actually. But
what do you mean it was unhelpful?
Like, I couldn't find people that I was hoping to find, and
I see.
I don't know if I just didn't phrase it correctly in my searching, but but then I ended up just finding the articles and Googling the authors on that, and I think that was really helpful. And sometimes I had Mrs. Strzok help me, like, Mrs. Strzok, does this look credible to you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think it works, but does it?
Yeah. And, the high school English teacher. Good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring Sam Chi, senior, in on this part of the discussion as well. You know, what differences would you point out that exist between the junior and senior thesis? And focusing on the work involved on those projects, how is the junior thesis helping you in your current work right now on the senior thesis?
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the junior thesis, right, this is a topic on theology, whereas the senior thesis is a broader spectrum, and I like that. I really like that because this is where you can really argue what you are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's a girl in my class who really is really into healthcare, and especially children in healthcare, and so that's the topic she's pursuing. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you're talking about something you're passionate about, it will really show, and this thesis is going to be a really good thesis, and she'll defend it really well in front of panel judges, too.
Mm-hmm.
And another key difference between the junior senior thesis is that in the senior thesis, there's a strong emphasis on expanding your sources, not from just the internet, but from people.
Mm-hmm.
People are a great source of information.
Yeah, yeah.
In my
so
in my junior thesis, I have a strong relationship with my youth group pastor, and so I consulted him for my junior thesis too. And then moving on to now my senior thesis, I have a mentor in place who I'm pursuing cryptocurrency, and
I was going to ask.
Yeah,
okay,
I am pursuing cryptocurrency.
Okay,
and my mentor is the senior vice president of U.S. Bank, and so he's very knowledgeable in this area and this issue. And having him as a source is tremendous.
Yeah,
you know, just having a person who you can talk to physically is much better than just reading off the internet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And you can. Because when you talk to a person, you can tell if it's if he's genuinely saying the truth or not.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas reading from a paper, you might not be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
in addition to mentors, you can talk to a lot of other people too. Interviews are a great source where you can draw out information to put in your thesis.
Mm-hmm. So just out of curiosity, have you taken a stand? Like, what is your actual thesis statement going to be? Or are you still at the research stage so you haven't determined that yet?
Mm-hmm. So I do have the preliminary statements. These are like the contrasting thesis statement in place, but I am still considering changing it, right? Okay. But right now it is that that cryptocurrency should not be government centralized versus cryptocurrency should be government centralized.
Okay.
There's a big issue on this right now because the Biden administration is moving forward with placing stricter regulations on cryptocurrency.
Got it. Mm. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I even was aware of that. I'm certainly going to be informed after I listen to your thesis in May. Don't know really much about that at all.
Yeah,
it's a good topic.
As we're kind of wrapping up for this week, let's bring Mr. Hand back into the conversation. You know, are you also overseeing the senior thesis as well, too? And, you know, if so, you know, what type of input have you been giving on this particular project versus the input that you're providing for the junior thesis?
Yeah, it's very similar, the hand that I take in a junior or senior thesis. And this is a project that is really meant to put the power in the hands of the students.
Yes.
And allow them to run, allow them to take the art and skill that they've learned throughout their education and their life, the different habits of study, and put it to the test. And so I establish a plan for them. I establish, help them see the different stages of how the project should go, and I hold them accountable to that.
I heard the juniors were excellent this year at staying on the timeline.
They were. I think this junior year, this class of juniors was the best at staying on track and not getting behind and sticking to the program. Mm-hmm. And it really showed in the end where everybody, even we had a new junior this year.
It's
a rare thing for a junior to be able to come in and step into the junior thesis program.
Yeah.
But he did so well.
Yeah.
He stuck to the program. He followed it. And he, who had not had the same training and background as the other students, he did very well in it.
Yes.
And so establishing that program and helping them work through their own project management skills is one of the big ways that I can help. And it is challenging sometimes to have to step back and just let them do it.
Sure.
They really need to own it. So that's a little bit of what I do.
That's great. Well, I want to let our listeners know that we actually have an open house coming up at Liberty Classical Academy this coming Thursday, January 27th, from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And you'll be able to visit the school and hear from some teachers and parents and myself giving some presentation on what this classical Christian education is like. And so this just gives you a little taste, and we hope you'll join us again next week where we continue this conversation with these four wonderful students and their wonderful teacher, Mr. Han. But again, thank you for coming in tonight, and thank you, Lily, for joining us by phone. And Mark, we'll see you next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward to continuing this conversation.
Yes. So again, listen to this podcast at savetheclassroom.com, savetheclassroom.com. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And again, join us at the open house next Thursday, January 27th at 8:30 a.m., libertyclassicalacademy.com.org. Good night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.